Visiting today with Dr. Julie Trapaboon, school superintendent. Good to have you here.
Yeah, good to be back. Good morning.
Thanks for being well.
Yes, I am trying very hard to stay well. Yes. So,
how's the Boone District been doing?
You know, just like most, I think illness has definitely hit. So we encourage everyone, please, if your child's not feeling well, just let them stay home and feel better before they come back to school, because we need to have them with us healthy and not sick. So.
And wash your hands, cover your cough.
Yes.
Everything
else. All the things.
It's
lots of liquids.
So, and again, you've had a number. Mm-hmm. Have we gone up very high? We've been over the 10%,
I know. We've been over the 10%. But and that's something people don't realize, that at certain points, we contact public health, and they're the ones that would determine whether we need to close school due to illness, mm-hmm. or that kind of thing. So that's not a decision that we make. That's something that schools rely on public health officials for. So we have not reached that point, even though we had to – have no school for our high school with the boilers.
Well, that was a whole different thing.
I'm sorry,
public health can't fix a boiler.
They cannot. but we got them fixed, so we're good. Yes.
Okay. New? Were they new? Or I mean, they were.
Oh, they're about 12 years old. Yeah, they've been so they aren't old, but it's just rare for two to go out at once. And You know, it was a perfect storm Thursday night, so we were able to take Friday and get them back on track, and all is good.
I'm going to say Brian Green trying to catch up on.
Yes.
He was very busy.
He was very, very, very busy. Yes. So,
yeah. Let's talk about, because I know people get all the absenteeism and the chronic absenteeism and the whole thing. With illness like this, and I know right on social media, they're going, oh, yeah, we're going to be missing. Well, I mean, districts, in all districts that we've got around here, have said, we handle it the same way.
Yes.
It's not going to...
Yeah, you know. When your child's ill, if you actually were to reach the number that it would require an engagement meeting, that engagement meeting is simply to say, hey, what are the causes for the absences? And if they were all illness, you know, we had a bad stretch of the flu, like it's about making sure your child has had an opportunity to catch up and not miss out on learning opportunities. That's what those engagement meetings are for. So it's really to be of support and help and to partner with their families. So definitely do not want people feeling like they need to send sick children to school.
That's the big thing. Mm-hmm. Don't read more into it than it is. If you've been in communication, or if you've been in contact with your school nurses, if you've been in contact with your administrators,
they will encourage you to, if your child is ill, please keep them home.
Keep them
home.
All right. Well, we had a lot of interesting things in your meeting last night. I mean, first, let's do the calendar, because we have a calendar.
We do.
People keep saying, well, what if this date changes? Well, talked about this last year, too. If they decide they'll change it, we'll meet again and change our calendar.
That's essentially what we'll do. Yes. Last year, we really had the impression that we were going to have some legislative action that was going to change the school date, and even had like a draft plan in place. And that did not actually occur. So this year, we have decided to put forward the calendar that we did and have a calendar. And then if the legislature does decide that we're able to start before the 25th of August, then we will bring a new calendar before the board for consideration, because we would definitely prefer to start earlier than the 25th. So,
Right now, no early outs.
No early outs.
So have you been getting any reaction from parents?
Not yet.
They haven't caught on yet.
We sent it out, and but we're hoping that they can see what we believe to be true, is that it will be beneficial to our students with regard to having quality learning time. Having the shortened days, we felt several students struggle with different days. You know, when you have a regular day and then a shortened day, that can be difficult for them. And also just for our staff, being able to have full day professional development days, being able to have a little bit more flexibility other than just a short early out time. So switched from early outs to full days. There's about one full PD day a month. We did make them all on a Monday.
I mentioned this morning, we'll have a few 3-day weekends.
There will be a few 3-day weekends for the students, not for the staff, but yes. So yeah, no early outs other than before breaks. We will still maintain those early releases before Thanksgiving break or winter break, things like that.
Over the few years I've covered this,
yes,
you know, early outs have been, you know, 1 hour early out, how beneficial can it be? 2 hour early out. And again, it depends on size of your staff. A little bigger district, it's a little harder to get all the staff together.
Yeah, well, and especially when we try to do some district alignment pieces, when we're in different buildings and trying to move together, there's some travel time that takes up time. And so, yeah, just moving to full days and hoping that it benefits our students first and foremost, but then also our staff and giving them some much needed time.
And this, by the way, came up in some of the, in the FAST, when you were talking about, when Jill James was providing everybody with updates on the FAST. And then we're talking elementary, preschool, actually, to middle school. And I heard it mentioned more than once, the alignment, being able to go from here to here to here, from this class to this class to this class as they get older. What are we teaching them? The same thing. And you have new math in there,
we
too.
We do have a new math curriculum that our teachers were really excited to implement, but it's vastly different than maybe the way that they were used to teaching. And so, you know, there's always apprehension when you are changing things, and you want to make sure that the students, you see student achievement increase when you make those changes. And so we were very excited to see the student achievement increases in this short amount of time. Hope to continue to see that in the spring. And because a lot of times when you do implement a new curriculum, there can be what they call an implementation dip. We have not seen that yet. So hopefully we can continue on the path of higher growth. So yeah, we were just really excited to see the growth scores more than anything, because we saw growth throughout those students maybe that struggle as well as those that need challenge, that they're growing no matter where they are in that continuum.
And this these numbers, folks, if you're wondering, because it shows fall numbers and then winter numbers.
Correct.
And so you get a comparison there, but you also get a comparison from those that were, say, first grade last year, second grade this year. You get a chance to look at, and it has continued all the way.
It has continued. And this is a screener, this particular assessment. So it's not a summative assessment. So it's a little bit different because they do move the target each time we test. So the fall benchmark is different than the winter benchmark, which is different than the spring benchmark. So being able to meet that benchmark or exceed it is even more desirable, because it is a moving target.
And I remember some previous board members, the ones that they always kind of looked at were like sixth grade, in that fifth, sixth, seventh grade area, where there always seems to be, be that dip. And it seems to be a national trend.
It does seem to be a national trend, but we are closing that gap that has been there before. And that's our goal, is to close it completely so that we can continue to see those increases, whether they are from one grade to the next in one building or from one building to the next. So, yeah, we're really excited to have those preliminary results.
Board had a presentation about teacher leadership and compensation restructuring. And and this is not, I mean, right away you're going, people are thinking, oh, no, what needs to be done? We've had it for a while, 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. We've had teacher leadership.
And it's changed. It's been adjusted.
It has been adjusted. So there have been different positions that have been created. There have been positions that were taken away and different ones put in. I mean, there have been reviews throughout those 10 years. But it's been 5 years for sure, because that's how long I've been in Boone that we have changed anything. So we had really thought it was time to evaluate where do we think we can get our biggest bang for our buck, and how do we structure our teacher leadership so that we can support our teachers the most and most effective way. So we talked about alignment just recently about our scores, and that's part of what this conversation was around teacher leadership, is how do we continue to demonstrate that alignment and maybe utilize our teachers across buildings and not just in one building doing similar tasks. So just talked about how we might do that and what we think would be the best structure to have that greatest impact. So it was done in conjunction with our teacher leaders. This is something Dr. James talked about, you know, the conversations that they had and some of the ideas they had, because I think our teacher leaders know best how to be the most effective. So just kind of shared that. And with the board some of the ideas that we had, and so it's been tabled because I think we're going to come back to it again because it was a lot of information.
There is some adjustments in compensation, and people need to know that the state sets aside so much money
for this
thing. And
specifically for teacher leadership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they've adjusted, again, how you can use some of that money because they understand that it's a living thing.
It
changes and can be adjusted every year.
So it's something that the legislature has done is they have allowed more flexibility with those funds. When they first came out, there was no flexibility. Yeah. So they have recognized that school districts do adjust and adapt to different learning opportunities and wanted to provide us with those opportunities
as
well. I think
one of the things I when I was listening was some of the leaders, I need to get back into the classroom. I need to get back in touch with students doing some things. And again, those are things that I can do better.
Yes.
Or maybe somebody else can step in and do it. So it's not like we're growing the program. We're just
changing maybe some of the duties that they're doing. And so that's, again, based on what teacher leaders see as most impactful for our students and for our staff. So
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
The board will bring it back.
We'll talk some more about it.
One of the other things coming up is going to be bids. Finally, you kind of held off on these last meeting, but it is time to go forward.
And
we got a roofing project.
We have a roofing project at Franklin, a very large roofing project, the whole roof, in fact. So, bids, I believe, are March 4th, and the hearing is March 10th, I believe, are the dates that we set. And so, going to replace the Franklin roof over the summer. And this is part of that facilities assessment that we did where we identified areas that we needed to continue to maintain because while they had identified all of our buildings as green, they had it color-coded, green meaning good.
Yeah.
You still need to maintain those facilities or they don't stay green. So the Franklin roof was one of the top priorities listed. So that is what we'll tackle this summer. And it's a fairly expensive endeavor. Yeah.
We'll see. They've got that part done.
Yeah.
Okay. We are into budget time.
We are.
So here we go. And again, not the only ones, but all the schools doing it. I think MADRA did their budget work session after their meeting last night. You guys have a budget work session next Monday.
We do.
Basically, on the certified budget.
Yes.
You've got the new guidelines that you have to follow from the state. Their maximum
levy. They moved the time up. Yep.
A whole bit there. But and the required number of public hearings. Mm-hmm. The district, you've lost some students.
Yes.
We are looking at... you're going to have to take a close look at it. You told the board you'll be spending a little time on this.
We will be spending time on it because we have had decline enrollment for the past 2 years. This year we were down 12 in our certified enrollment. And then also our supplemental aid from the state has been around the 2% range. And as I think everyone can attest, expenses have not been at 2%. So expenditures have been exceeding the revenues recently. So, we need to ensure that we continue to be proactive in our budgeting so that we don't end up in a situation where some school districts are in having to make some pretty deep cuts. So we're not there, which is great, but we do need to think about how to cut expenditures so that we don't have a more significant issue on our hands.
And I remember when you were looking at it, building insurance, that was a big increase right there.
Correct. insurance is expensive. Yeah, expenses have gone up. Yeah. So, and we have very few ways to gain revenue in the public system. So
I know that, again, the legislature, they've been talking about, and then they also mandated some salary increases as well.
They did mandate some salary increases, and those only came with some supporting funds temporarily. So that's not something that's ongoing. So we have to find a way to
be able to meet that.
Be able to meet that requirement after the funding is gone. So which will be next year. So
And remember, folks, they said they funded it. Mm-hmm. That was only to get it started.
Yeah, they funded it for 2 years. On. For 2 years, and then the funding stops, as far as we know right now. So
with the what the legislature is doing and has done in 23, they put some limitations on. Does that affect schools also?
No, the
it's a spending authority thing for schools.
Yeah, for schools, it's a spending authority thing. Yeah, so their limitations that they put in place for cities and counties last year did not affect schools.
But there will be challenges.
There are significant challenges for us, for sure, in the budget realm. And so, yeah, March 5th is the deadline by law that we have to have this certified budget done. We're hoping that we have the definitive state supplemental aid by the 13th, which is the deadline that they technically have, but they haven't always met that.
No.
So if we do know that, that will be helpful to our budget. Otherwise, we will have to utilize an educated guess as to what our revenues will be when we have to submit this budget.
Would you compare your position to some of the other, the big ones they hear about, of course, are what Des Moines running into. Obviously,
right.
That's they have a sizable impact.
Right.
And some of the others, there's several other schools, larger ones, that have issues.
Yeah, we do not have as significant an issue at this point in time as
but you want
other
to avoid
districts.
Getting
but that's what we're trying to avoid. We are if we did nothing, then we would be where some of the other school districts are with significant cuts in staffing. You know, but that's what we're trying to avoid. So
did that a number of years ago was not pleasant.
No.
Did have, and I know you can't talk too much about it, but we've got some litigation on the Ledges Elementary School?
Not necessarily. Yeah. We had some closed sessions to try and tie up some of the contractual pieces that we have in place.
Get that taken care of.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried they wanted to take their school back.
No.
No.
We're fine.
Autumn will not let them do that.
No.
So, hard surface roads, again, kind of missed that earlier in the year. But and, of course, now we got snow in the forecast.
Now we have snow in the forecast. Don't jinx me, Jim.
Snow and cold, and you're not the only one. So everybody will be looking at what's going to be happening with that.
Yeah.
And just so people understand, you don't – I mean, it's not – There's many of you that spend a lot of time talking, and
yes,
then you have your transportation people out there as well. So,
you don't
have as much open space to send buses out on, but you do have.
We do have enough open space that we need to consider. You know, some of our rural roads when weather hits. But yeah, I actually go through all of the different things that I do when trying to make a weather decision. I think we posted that during the ice storm stage so that people could go back and watch that video of how I make that decision. But there is a lot that goes into it, and I am up very early in the morning. It is not a decision that I take lightly. But I have always said and will continue to say that if parents disagree with the decision that I do make, as a parent, you can make that decision for your child. So, yeah.
Yeah. If you don't feel comfortable sending them.
Exactly. No. If that's something you disagree with, then that's your decision as a parent.
And don't panic on the absentee thing. So.
Do not. Please. But we want to, if you can recall, we don't have built-in snow days this year either.
So having
a snow day sounds great until everyone's coming back in June. So
I mentioned that there earlier. I said, we have no snow days out there, but we're going to have to use some.
We'll see what happens.
And again, it's one of those. Now, like the other day when people were letting school out early, we already had the two-hour early out that day.
We already had the two-hour early out, and the schools that were letting out early were letting out 2 hours early.
Yeah.
So we were fortunate that happened to land on a Wednesday for us. And we elected to go on time the following day, and I think that that was the right decision to make. And so, again, if there's a disagreement about the decision made, parents have the right to call that in.
So we'll do that. In the meantime, keep our fingers crossed everything works out here this time. So budget work session meeting coming up. You guys will have your public hearings. I'm going to look ahead. April 14th.
The budget will be published as well. So.
You got a March meeting where you have to do and we got to have the county auditor send out some sort of a form to.
Well, the form is very confusing. But, so we will try to do a better job of explaining the budget than that form. But we will, you know, that is readily available once we have that completed. And so so that people can come to either hearing, because there are two hearing opportunities to speak to and to the anything that they might see in the budget they have questions on.
And my final one, activities. Still searching?
Yes, actually, we are. We did reopen the position, and we're kind of excited about some of the applications we have right now. So we are screening again, and we'll continue. It's really important to us that we get the right fit, and so we will continue until we find that.
It wasn't that you didn't get applications before.
No, no.
You just,
no.
The group of you that work and take a look at that just thought we can find somebody better.
Yeah. And so I think that timing is everything, right? And so we're excited about this next round that we have, and we'll see where it lands. But we will make sure that we hire the right person so that we can hopefully have a nice longevity out of the position as well. So,
Boone School Superintendent Dr. Julie Trepa on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.